Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all once again on this Thursday night. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I just thank God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has given me the opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast, and once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, GODSWORD, the number 2, MAN, @gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So before we go any further, we are going to go into prayer. Once again, let us pray unto the Lord Jesus Christ that His Spirit will be with us as we take this journey once again on this blessed Thursday. Amen. So wherever you listen to me at, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer and let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we are grateful once again that you have given us this opportunity to approach you in humility, that we may receive grace and mercy and help in a time of need. Lord, we come before you today in the name of Jesus to pray, Lord God, unto you, to petition you for your Spirit to be with us once again as we take this journey into your word. Father, my personal prayer in this would be that I pray that you would anoint the words of my mouth and that I would give unto the people what you have me to give unto them. Lord God, I pray that everyone that desires to know that you reveal the truthfulness of this work unto them in the name of Jesus. So Lord God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. God bless all of you once again. Thank God for you listening in on this broadcast on this blessed Thursday. We're going to continue in what is called the third message of the messages. That's the last message I left off with you. Amen. Thank God for the precious word. This is the message of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has sent through his angel messenger, the Elijah, as he mentioned in Matthew 17 and Malachi 4. That prophet, as he mentioned in Deuteronomy 18, and he mentions that prophet in Acts 3. Amen. And therefore, this Elijah is none other than the resurrected John the Baptist, resurrected by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ on the day of the resurrection, as mentioned in Matthew chapter 27. Amen. And Jesus has been sending messages unto his people, unto mankind, and they that would be of the bride, thus far from 1927 to 1994, to a couple of brothers, both of them who have passed on, one named Brother Otto Fetting and the other named Brother W.A. Draves. Amen. And we are coming from the third message, which means the third time that the angel of the Lord was sent with a message from the Lord Jesus Christ. And he brought this message for the third time into Brother Otto Fetting. This message was brought June the 12th, 1927. And one of the things we're going to discuss tonight in this message that he mentions that the Lord Jesus Christ want his people to know, that he want man to know, and they that will be of the bride, that there is a call from the Lord today to make haste. I say it again, there is a call from the Lord today to make haste. Let me read unto you out of one of these verses in his messages of what he said. And he authorized the angel of the Lord to say, "Awake and write the message that I will give you. For this is a day of which Christ spoke." Now, we already talk about that as we looked at Matthew 24. But he also going to say, "A time of haste when much must be done." We're going to stop there. In the word of the Lord here, Jesus saying that this is a time of haste. First, he said, this is a day that Christ spoke of. Okay. And we can see it in the word of God from what he said. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, pestilence. And then he talks about the den where the true believers will be delivered to be afflicted and killed and be hated of all nations for Jesus' name's sake. But then he goes on this message. He said, a time of haste when much must be done. So even though these other events that Jesus mentioned in Matthew 24 will come to pass, at the same time, he said, this is a time of haste when much must be done. Amen. The word haste indicates a urgency, okay, whether it is personal or whether it is corporately, it indicates or means dealing with a sense of urgency. In the original Greek, it means speed, that is to urge on diligently or earnestly. Speed. When something is of speed, it is fast. And so when you're making haste, you're quick to move. Okay, and Jesus said that this is a time of haste when much must be done. Now, we must understand that when he talks about a time of haste, he's not talking about you running ahead of him. Let's get that straight right there. When he talks about a time of haste, a sense of urgency, it's that you move when he speaks. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, if Christ said, run through the wall, and you know Jesus said that, then you just boot, take off, and run through the wall. Not hokey-pokey around or be slowful. Amen? Hallelujah. And so he said, not only is this a day that Christ spoke of, as well as other believers, that he gave the word to of what will happen in these last days, but he says also a time of haste. Remember, we looked in Matthew 24 where he told you that all these events will come about, and even how the true believer would be delivered up to be killed and afflicted and to be hated of all nations for a name's sake. But then he goes on to say, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. So even though these events will be happening, God is not expecting the stopping of the preaching of the gospel. Huh. Amen. God still expects through this time and the time of these rising of these events for the gospel to still be preached. Some people, when they go through a trial, they just quit preaching. You understand what I'm saying? Some of you know what I'm talking about that's listening to me now. You was on fire for God one time. Oh, man, you were blazing hot. Per se, figuratively, anybody touch you, they might burn. But then when you start going through a trial, you just quit. Now people wondering, where are you? What you doing? Where you at? What happened? In fact, you don't even talk the same no more. Well, see, Jesus expects during this time that he speak of, in this day, once again, where you will hear the wars and rumors of wars, where you will hear of the fighting, where the false Christ and false prophets will rise up, hallelujah, where you will see brother against brother, sister against sister, you will see professing believers against one another's throat. He still expects, and even on top of that, when the Antichrist arrives, and when the true believers are delivered up to be afflicted and killed, even now, in the other nations right now today, many of our brothers and sisters have been killed for the gospel's sake by those in other nations who serve other gods. Hallelujah. It's happening today, people. It's happening today. And it's going to reach over here. Amen. So he said, this is not only the day which Christ spoke of, but a time of haste. Let's go to the Bible. And we're looking at this word haste because we want to understand that in the word of the Lord, through his angel, Jesus is calling for to make haste. Be quick to do what he has commanded you to do. Amen. Let's go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, hallelujah. I sense the spirit of the living God with me. Thank God for his spirit. And I am very grateful for the Spirit of the Living God, because, hey, I can't make it without it, people. Sometimes when you feel all alone and it seems like everybody in the world is against you, just the sister presence of his Spirit is more comfort than any man can give you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 2. And I'm going to start at verse 9. And I'm going to end at verse 16. The word of the Lord said, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste." Do you see that? "And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." The shepherds came with haste. They made it a sense of urgency to go see what God has made known unto them. And God has made known some things unto you that are listening. And God wants you to make haste. Hallelujah. And whatever direction he have directed you to go, to see this thing, he wants you to make haste. The problem that we're dealing with today in the body of Christ is slothfulness. Slothfulness and negligence, okay? There are some of you who God had told what he has called you to do, and you have yet rise to do it. You have put other things in front of him. Some of you have put your jobs. Some of you have put your children. Some of you have put your husband and your wives. Some of you have put your good, close friends in front of the Lord. When he had told you the purpose, you have been praying unto the Lord. And you said, Lord, I don't know my purpose. And God finally revealed that purpose to you, and you have yet to arise. I want you to understand that you can open the door to the wrong spirit in your negligence of your call. God is calling today to make haste. That's why he said in the word of the Lord here, it is a time of haste. He didn't say it's a time of slothfulness. He didn't say it was a time to just be sitting around. He said it is a time of haste. It is a time of urgency in being about our Father's business to do what he has commanded us. Amen. This is what Jesus is telling us today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you're not convicted about your slothfulness, something is wrong. Now, we all have missed the point. Me, you, everybody else. There was things that God told us to do, and we were so slow to a point, we didn't even do it. And guess what? We suffer consequences behind it, too. Because, see, God is not just going to speak or speak in vain and nothing not happen. He's not going to just speak and you neglect it, put it off on the back burner, just totally forget about it, and nothing not happen. Okay? These shepherds, after getting the good news from the angel of the Lord, they made haste. Or in other words, they moved with urgency to see this thing that God had revealed to them through this angel. And just like Jesus today is revealing things through his angel that he's sending with this word of the Lord, God said, as you receive, make haste. Because this is a time of haste. This is a time of urgency, people. We have put, hallelujah, I sense the Holy Ghost, we have put off things off too long. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Like I said, some of you, God had told to do some specific things long time ago, and you put it off. You put it off. And some of you have put it off because you got the wrong thinking about God. Because the word says he's long-suffering, you actually think he forever suffered. And because you say he's a forgiving God, you think that you could just up and purposely neglect what he's called you to do and everything go fine. Well, guess what? The word of the Lord to you today, if you don't repent, you will see the consequences. Now, some of you hear me say, "Yo, you just threatening everybody." No, I'm telling you how things go. I'm telling you that's how it go. It's just amazing how people have picked up that type of mentality. That I don't have to do what God say. I can neglect what he say and everything still go fine. Why? Because they all view God as a loving God, which he is. But let me translate that for you a little bit deeper. A pushover. Yep, a pushover. Some people who refer to him as a loving God, some of them actually think God is a pushover. That's why they cussing so freely with no conviction, fornicating so freely with no conviction, doing everything in the open under the sun with no conviction. But you can't beat them talking about Jesus. My God, my God, we are living in a day of haste, people. A day of haste. We're living in a time that Jesus said this is supposed to be a sense of urgency. And all earnestly to see that God's work be done. Hallelujah. Think of your jobs. I know some of you get tired. I'm just getting tired. Y'all was using this reference to a job. But it's true. Think of many of you, think of your jobs. There were some things that they told you to do on your job that you made it a sense of urgency to do. Even when you was at home, some of you got called from your bosses at the house about doing stuff. You know, some companies, they believe that once they give you a certain position, you sold out to them. So your life, you don't have a life. Let's be real about it. You don't have a life. They would call you at home and expect you to leave your house and go do stuff without pay because it's for the sake of the company. Am I right about it? Amen. But yet still, when they say, "Hey, we need this to be done," you made haste. You made it a sense of urgency. In fact, when family members were trying to tell you something, you cut them off and say, "I got to go." Amen. But when it comes to the work of the Lord, I see how so many people, let's get more specific, some professing Christians and church folks really take the Lord Jesus for granted. See, in many of the faith movement, they don't want you to preach about the judgment of God. All they want you to preach is one side. God is love. God is caring. And guess what? Every last bit of that is true. Let me patch my brother on here. Oh, he done clicked off now. Every bit of that is true. But they don't want you to preach the God of judgment. Like, there is no accountability. And so, we have preached one-sided of the gospel so long, and on top of that, we have watered it down to a point that people just think that God is so soft that he's a pushover. Amen. And so in their mind, so what if he told me to do this and that? He's the God of love. He can't hate me because he loves. Okay, some of y'all said, "Well, you're getting far-fetched, Brother Nate." Okay, you can call it what you want to, but I know some are thinking this, okay? Because we look at the long-suffering fruit of God, and we take it for to be a pushover. It's just like some people are tender-hearted, some tender-hearted people. I have seen other people take advantage of people who were tender-hearted, just run all over them. Knowing this person is tender-hearted, and just run over. Sometimes just tell them anything. You know what I'm saying? Just tell them anything, and they know this person being tender-hearted would just believe it. And then they go behind their back and laugh at them, make fun of them. And see, some actually think they're doing that with God. Oh, yeah. Except you can't go behind God's back and whisper to him not knowing. He going to know. You just can't hide it. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 19. Let's go to Luke chapter 19. Let's look at Luke, the 19th chapter. We're talking about making haste. Now, once again, the Lord said this is a time of haste. This is a time of urgency. This is a time to be about your Father's business. Okay? We all have the common call of preaching the gospel. But individually, there are individual callings. I want to speak to you out there that's listening, who God has called to be a pastor. And you have not stepped in your place. Hallelujah. And you knew in your spirit, not just hearing from other folks. Other folks may have came and told you that God gave them, but you know in your spirit, and you have not stepped in your place. God said, repent and take up the calling that God has called you to do. Hallelujah. Now, Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to verse 6 is what I'm going to read. Luke chapter 19. Verse 1 to verse 6. Once again, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. The phone line is open at all times throughout the broadcast. Amen. Luke chapter 19, started at verse 1. It said, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature, a little man, okay? And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for the day I must abide at thy house. Verse 6 said, and he made haste, and came down and received him joyfully. Hallelujah. One of the first things we want to see is we're talking about making haste, speed, being quick. When God speaks, to move, okay, to do, hallelujah, because he said that is much that must be done, and it's not a time of wasting, hallelujah. And one of the things I want you to first look at this passage I read, that Zacchaeus didn't let his status of being rich, plenteous in goods, he didn't let his status of being in a prominent position, having per se earthly power, prevent him from wanting to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people don't even want to come to Jesus because they look at what they got in worldly goods. Hallelujah. Some people give more of their time to their cars and their houses and money. And here it is, the preaching of Jesus. They don't even want to see Jesus. They don't want to know nothing about Jesus. Why? Because their God is in their material possessions. But here's one man that was rich. See, every rich man, you know, many times when we think of someone rich, we think of them being arrogant, prideful, and many of them are like that. But every last one of them is not like that. Okay? There are some who are humble. Amen. Zacchaeus is an example of a rich man who had even a popularity status as far as a prominent position per se, as being, the Bible said, chief among the publicans, a leader that was rich. You know, many rich people today, they think that they are the important ones. You understand what I'm saying? They think that whatever place they enter into, all eyes should be on them because of what? Of their status. Zacchaeus did not look at it that way. The Bible says Zacchaeus, he sought to see Jesus. He sought. Hallelujah. Glory. He sought to see Jesus. There are some today who are seeking to see the Lord Jesus. They've been hearing about him. may have heard him preached on the radio or on the TV, or maybe they was just standing by and heard a group of people talking about Jesus and preaching, and they want to see this Jesus for themselves. They have heard all the miracles that he can do, and how fascinating and outstanding and how powerful he is, and now they want to know for themselves. And Zacchaeus got to the point that the Bible said he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus didn't say, hey, I'm rich, man. What I want to know about him for? You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And so when he tried to see Jesus, because he was a man of a little stature, he couldn't see Jesus from the press. You know, he could have very easily gave up and said, you know what? And I'm short. I can't see him anyhow, so man, forget it. But the Bible said he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. Now, how many people you know? Let's be honest. I ain't said nobody would do it. But look at today. How many people you know will actually climb up to a tree just to see Jesus? Or just want to see something about Jesus? You got some hearts like that. But some people are like, man, I ain't climbing no tree, man. I might get hurt. You understand what I'm saying? But Zacchaeus, because he wanted to see Jesus. Listen, he wasn't thinking about his possessions at that time, people. If he'd had his mind more than possession, ain't no way he'd have said, man, Jesus, who? I'm the important one. But he sought to see Jesus. Do you know that there are some people who got plenty of goods, but they're seeking Jesus? Everybody that got plenty of goods is not sitting up on Pride and Arrogant Avenue. There are some who are literally seeking Jesus. They want to see Jesus. Because even though they got all these possessions, they know that in their heart that there's a void that these possessions cannot fill. And they've been hearing about this Jesus, and they are seeking to see him. And Jesus is going to show up before them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he climbs up a sycamore tree to see Jesus because Jesus is going to pass that way. And the Bible said, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. Right. And said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste. In other words, speed. Be quick to do. Move. Okay? And come down. He didn't say be slowful to come down. He said make haste. Make it a sense of urgency. He said, because today I must abide at your house. Amen. Jesus told him to make haste. Jesus said in the word of the Lord through this angel message in the third message, it is a time of haste. He said it is a day that Christ spoke of, a time of haste. Okay. Hallelujah. A time where it's a sense of urgency. Have you ever had a sense of urgency about anything? Well, let's get more specific. Have God ever told you to do something? For example, have you ever been riding and say you come from the store and you got this sense of urgency that you need to go on your knees and pray? And when I say hurry up, get home, people, don't get me wrong. I ain't talking about breaking laws and running folks over to get to the house. But you made it a sense of urgency to get to the house. Even when you saw somebody on the street trying to wave you down, You may wave to say, hey, I got to get home. I'll talk to you later. It was a sense of urgency. You was making haste to get to the house to get on your knees and pray. You understand that? And see, Jesus is seeing the slowness of his people. That even things that he have already told his people, we have yet to do because of slowness. You understand what I'm saying? So he tells Zacchaeus, he said, make haste. Come down, Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. For today I must abide at thy house. Come from that high place and come down. God is calling some of his people today to humble yourselves. Make haste. Be quick to humble yourself. Come down from that high place and come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come down. Make haste. This is a time of haste when much must be done. Many times we're walking in pride and it's hindering our work for the Lord. And God is saying, make haste. Come off that pride and come down and humble yourself because it's much to be done. This is a time of haste. The Bible said in verse 6 about Zacchaeus, said that he made haste. Glory. And he came down and received him joyfully. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He made haste to obey Jesus. They that make haste to obey the Lord in his command will be the ones that will receive him joyfully. Hallelujah. Do you know how much joy you have when you do what God has told you to do? You know, I found more joy when I have obeyed God than I have in disobeying God. I found no joy in disobeying God. You know, the Bible tells us, and throughout the word of God, that Jesus is coming back to be admired in his saints. And one of the ways that they're going to receive him joyfully is because they made haste. They made it a sense of urgency to do what God had commanded them to do. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. Thank God for his precious word. His word is precious, people. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at one more scripture. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 22. The book of Acts, chapter 22. And I'm going to read verses 6 to verse 18. In the book of Acts, chapter 22. Thank God for the spoken and the written word. Acts, chapter 22. Starting at verse 6 to verse 18, the word of God said, and it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell into the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid. But they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which I appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him, and he said, the God of our fathers have chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, make haste, and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. Paul said that the Lord told him to make haste and get it quickly out of Jerusalem. Do you see that? Hallelujah. He didn't say, Saul, take your time, but get out of the room because they won't receive. He said, make haste. Make it a sense of urgency. Speed. Be quick to do. Okay? Leave. Don't fool around. See, some of God's people, they're fooling around with other things, and that's why they won't make haste to do what God has told them to do. He told Shaw, said, they're not going to receive your testimony. You know, some people, even if you have done some atrocious and evil things in the past and have come to a point that you have really submitted and given your life to the Lord, some people won't hear you because of your past. You understand what I'm saying? Because they look at it and say, oh, man, you were one low-down person in your day and time. And here you are talking to me about God, man, I don't believe you changed. Just like I said, like I had one Christian brother who told me on the job, once a murderer, always a murderer. I said, wait a minute now. I said, so you telling me he can't be changed, his heart? He can't come to Jesus, and Jesus can't change his heart? Come on. You got to realize what you're saying here. Okay? If you're saying once a murderer, always a murderer, you said there's nothing God could do. If that murderer turn around and honestly a heart submit to Jesus and accept him as Lord, God can deliver him from being a murderer. So Jesus told him to make haste. They're not going to receive your testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, in verse 21, now let me read it next to verse 19. He said, and I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, he said, this is what Jesus said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Sometimes, some situation, God has to send you far off to quote a people that don't know you. Amen. Because the people who knew of your past won't turn it loose. See, a lot of times, see, you may have turned loose of your past, but sometimes people haven't turned loose of it. It's nothing you could do about it. Okay? Amen. They got to make that decision to turn loose. And so Jesus said, hey, I'm going to send you far hence unto the Gentiles. Amen. Because Paul told you, he said, Lord, they know I imprisoned, I beat in every synagogue them that believed on you, Lord. So Jesus let them know, okay, hey, don't worry about, hey, I'm gonna send you far hence unto the Gentiles. You still can do a work for me. Amen. So in the word of the Lord, when Jesus says a time of haste, he's talking to all his people. And especially to those of you who know that others are not receiving what you're saying that you've been given from the Lord because they're looking at your past. And you might have been feeling down in the dumps and thinking that you can't do a work for the Lord because of your past. Listen, if you have truly accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, you've been forgiven. And God has wiped clean your slate. This is a time of haste. God wants me to tell you. So whatever God has told you to do, be about his business. Amen. Make it a sense of urgency to go do it right now. Hallelujah. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know it's tough. I know it's tough. I understand. I'm not trying to rail on you, beat you down. I know it's tough. But God has called you to do, and God is. You think God didn't know their hearts? If God felt like you couldn't do anything for him, then he wouldn't have told you to do what he told you to do. You know what it is, what he told you to do. I don't know, but you know, okay? Follow the order of God and do it. Is there going to be some resistance? Yeah, there going to be some people that talk? Most definitely. There will be. Amen? But don't let it stop you from doing what God had commanded you to do. Amen. So this is the day that Christ spoke of. It is a time of haste. It is a time to be about of a father's business. This is the time, people. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word of the Lord. Once again, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. That is the phone number. I have a few more minutes left onto this broadcast, and that's the number you can call, okay? And if you have any prayer requests, hey, I'll pray with you. Some of you may feel uncomfortable giving your real name. Well, I'm not telling you to lie and give up a fake one, but you can say, if you're from North Carolina, if I ask you who am I speaking with, just say North Carolina. Or give some initials. Maybe you want to give initials of your name. Your name is John Thomas. Just say JT, okay? Amen. I know that, and maybe, you know, you don't want to ask this specific question on the air. Once again, just go to our email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. Thank God for his precious word, for he is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, people. Amen. Hallelujah. So it is a time of haste. Amen. It's a time to be about our Father's business. You know, the Lord has blessed us to be on Blog Talk Radio. And before I was on Blog Talk Radio, I was doing things on YouTube. And before that, I went through a period where I really wasn't doing anything. It got to a point, I just became convicted. Because I'm like, And it was a span of, maybe a span of 2 or 3 years went by, really wasn't doing. And I began to just think on it one day. And I was like, I haven't been doing for the Lord. And I became convicted. And I started going on YouTube and putting messages on the YouTube because I'm using this technology as much as I can, as long as I can. Because the day going to come, people, where the true believers are going to be denied access to the internet, TV, radio, anything that where they can use their voice to get the word of truth out. Now, some of y'all hear me say this, and you just look in the air, you say, oh, here we go, oh boy, with this stuff again. You think that it's not real. I pray for you that you be able to stand in the day when you do see it, because it's going to happen, people. It's going to happen. The day is going to come where the true believers are going to be denied access to these things. Amen. And that also going to be the day where some of supposed to be believers and church folks is going to turn to on the side of the enemy. Because for them to get on TV and radio and all that, they're going to have to stop telling the real truth. And when you look at some today, big time televangelists and stuff coming on TV, many of them are money driven. Many of them are popularity driven. And if you doing anything to cut off their popularity, they'll do whatever they have to do to get it cut back on. And that's why it's going to be also a sad day also too, because you're going to see some that were professing believers, they're going to give in to the demands of the evil one working through people to deny the true fullness, whole gospel being preached. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So it is a time of haste, people. And I really pray that you have heard this message. This is coming out of the third message from the word of the Lord. And the Lord said it is a time of haste. It is a time to be about our Father's business because there's much that must be done. It's not a time to be sitting around arguing about who's the best. Who doing what and what doing who. And we seem to be having that in the church. We're doing more time arguing with one another than we are doing the work of the Lord. And the Lord Jesus said, time out for that stuff. Because he said, you're wasting time just sitting there arguing. You know, in the church, you know, people are starting to argue over just any simple thing. Who didn't clean the bathroom right? Amen. In the church building. Just any kind of thing. They're just willing just to go Blazing Saddles. Okay. Big time buku argument. And it don't make no sense. And it's a time of haste. Amen. Hallelujah. We're wasting time, people. We got to be about our Father's business. Thank you, Jesus. Prepare. Get ready. Prepare. Like I said, even though these events Christ spoke of is to come to pass, he still expects the gospel to be taken out. So some of y'all who stuck on your cars, well, you wouldn't get so stuck. You know, thank God for your car. I ain't saying don't thank God for your car. But if your car get taken, ain't no need to be, oh, well, I'm at home. I can't do nothing. It's called foot soldiers. Look at the men of old. Some of them rode on horses and donkeys and all that. And then in many places, they walked. Hallelujah. They walked. Some of us can't even walk from the front door to the mailbox. Sometimes we all wore out now. I mean, not no laughing matter, but it's sad. And that's what has contributed to many of us also being out of shape, because wherever we got to go, we got to ride. And if anybody even approach us about walking, we get mad. Amen. We mad now. Okay. Amen. So, now get ready to close this broadcast. Let us pray. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for another broadcast. I thank you for this day you made and created. I thank you for word in my mouth to give your word unto your people. Now, Lord, I lead it between you and them, that, Lord, when they seek your face, that you will reveal yourself unto them. I'm looking for you, Lord, to water the seed that I've sown and bring forth the increase. And, Lord, I give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you is listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, the Lord say the same. Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and myself, and also the Voice of the Handmaidens Night. Tune in for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. Love you all. May God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. My God is God.
is full of iconic figures. The people praise them, they stock is up at a high percentage. The giants in our eyes, the sky's the limit. The picture painted is larger than life, but God is bigger. Your God is greater. I weigh them on the scale like crocs and gators. Found that only God can save us. And God is gracious. That's who we flock to in the day of trouble. And when we blow it like hot food, this song's official.